Last year was not good for the biggest toy makers, except for one. I'm Jeff Colvin of Fortune Magazine with the Fortune Business Update. The toy business boomed in the pandemic with so many families cooped up at home. When the pandemic subsided, toy sales fell, and they were still falling last year. Hasbro's revenue plunged, and at Mattel, sales remained flat even with the blockbuster success of the Barbie movie. Yet sales increased for Lego, despite what the CEO called the most negative toy market in more than 15 years. Lego, based in Denmark, is a global business that has been innovating for years. Last year, it launched new digital initiatives, including the Lego Fortnite video game that brings Lego brick characters into the hugely popular Fortnite franchise. But if you're thinking you might want to buy Lego stock, forget about it. Lego is family-owned and isn't publicly traded. I'm Jeff Colvin.